The process of mail-in voting came to prominence during the last presidential election, and now state legislators are filing a bill to extend mail-in voting in Massachusetts to June 30th. Joining us this morning to discuss this further is a supporter of that measure, State Representative Matthew Moratori. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. So the first question I have is, why are you supporting this measure?
Well, we're still in the pandemic, Dan, as you know. And actually, this bill was passed last March of 2020, just when the pandemic started, right after the governor announced the emergency for the Commonwealth. We passed it so that last spring, cities and towns could actually postpone the municipal elections until June 30th of 2020. So it really started last year. It also started with the absentee ballots, but no excuses for absentee ballots. And when we discussed it at the November budget this year, when we're doing the budget, the House felt that the Senate felt it should be actually going to June 30th. The House felt it should go to March 31st of this year. And the conference committee said, you know what, let's go to March 31st, thinking that we were going to be out of this pandemic by then. But as you see, we're not.
And what is this impact on early voting also?
So it's still going to allow for early voting. It's going to allow for applications to be sent out for the mail-in ballots to be sent in as well. So it's going to be the same as it was for the presidential election as well as last year's early spring elections.
Now, of course, there are some who are looking to make this a permanent measure. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's going to be some great discussion about this later in the session about making this permanent. There's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of pros to this, getting more people out to vote. That was shown during this presidential election. And it'll be interesting to see, Dan, how it happens with this spring elections in the 200-plus cities and towns that have spring elections between April 1st and June 30th to see what the turnouts are like. As you know, in our area in Plymouth, we usually get maybe 12%, 14% turnout. I'm curious to see what this is going to do. Will this bring out, more of a percentage, maybe 20% or so?
So would it be fair to say that we're kind of waiting to see, with this extended deadline, how it goes, and then maybe discussing it from there?
It will definitely be discussed, but I think there'll be more ammunition if it shows this spring that there is abundance of people that, like the early voting, the mail-in voting. Early voting will stay, but the mail-in voting, for no excuse, it'll be interesting to see if that's going to get more people to participate in the Democratic process.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. Anytime, Dan. Take care.
Thank you.